Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about choosing auspicious times for success. Now, whether it's for business, a new relationship, getting married, having surgery, or other personal situations, knowing it really is can assure your success. Now, next Friday, July 29th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. Get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide. Go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the homepage. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. Now, I'll also be speaking in Seattle next Thursday morning, July 28th, at a 7:30 a.m. breakfast to the University Sunrise Rotary at Ivor's Salmon House. You're invited. I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast for 2011. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you doing in this blue communications period? This period began last Friday on July 15th, and it lasts through August 1st. Now, just what is blue communications? This is the period right before Mercury retrograde when we typically make a lot of mistakes. There's really no way to outrun Mercury retrograde once we're in this period. That's because Mercury is traveling through the area that it's going to be in for retracing, and you will find those mistakes as the retracing occurs. Now, the best way to prevent those problems and save a lot of time and money next month is to double-check all your details now before you release anything. Now, if that seems like a hassle, wait until you see the hassle of fixing your mistakes next month after they've gotten out of the barn, so to speak. It will take you a fraction of the time now to catch and fix your mistakes before they get out the door. The blue communications period is also our signal to prepare for Mercury retrograde in other ways. There's a tendency for computers, phones, faxes, emails, printers, and other electronic equipment to break down or crash during Mercury retrograde. So I recommend that you do a full system backup of your computers about a week prior to Mercury retrograde. Then if your computer crashes, you'll be up and running quickly. A second recommendation I make is to take care of any car problems that may be cropping up or funny noises that need to be investigated. Get them handled right away before your car breaks down during Mercury retrograde. Many more cars break down during Mercury retrograde, and if your car breaks next month, you'll be waiting in a much longer line to get it fixed. So get your car fixed now, and it won't take as long. A final recommendation that I make for the blue communications period is to schedule about 50% less for the Mercury retrograde period. Mercury retrograde periods are designed to help with slowdown, catch up, and learn something. And if you don't slow yourself down so this can happen easily, you will find yourself getting hit by a universal 2x4. Don't let that happen. Instead, slow down and anticipate that you'll need to catch up on projects. You're going to find mistakes and need to reprioritize your schedule. And if it's full, you'll have no place for these changes to drop into. Then you'll have to reschedule people off your schedule and hassle with rescheduling. Instead, leave yourself a lot of holes in your schedule so the unexpected crises can fit in easily. And if no crises show up, you can catch up. What a concept. Oh, my God. Mercury retrograde begins August 2nd and lasts through August 26th. Now, next, we're now in a cycle that's associated with not seeing something clearly regarding a financial or relationship situation. This could be related to a partner, a vendor, a customer, or even a friend or family member. This cycle, which is Sun conjunct Venus, will be with us for quite some time. It will peak on August 15th through the 17th, and it continues through September 13th. So take your time when you evaluate a financial or relationship situation. Use the upcoming Mercury retrograde to rethink the situation and see what you may have been misunderstanding or missing. I should also mention that this cycle can be quite fun, and it can also be easy to spend your money. So you may be inclined to spend more than you think you're spending. Take a few precautions to be sure you stay on track with your budget. Now, next, I love this cycle. Beginning July 23rd, which is tomorrow, peaking on July 27th and staying in range through August 3rd, we have a cycle that could solve the budget and debt issues in Congress. This cycle, Sun trine Uranus, is related to leaders who have new and breakthrough ideas which can solve major challenges. These ideas may seem radical. However, remember, you cannot solve an issue with the same level of mentality that created it. The leaders who offer these new ideas are strong and competent leaders. This is represented by the Sun in Leo. However, in their enthusiasm, they may overstate the potential results of these ideas, which is shown by the cycle of Sun square Jupiter. And they may also attempt to overexpand with these ideas. If you're the leader, notice that we're in the period of either blue or red communications, and be sure you double-check your details before you present them. If you're the recipient of those great suggestions, check all the details before proceeding. You may be getting a bit misled. On a more personal note, Sun trine Uranus cycle is terrific for doing something completely different. You may feel restless to do something new or go someplace you've never been. We're actually being bombarded with tons of electrical energy during this cycle, so it's important to get extra physical exercise. Otherwise, you may have so much nervous energy that you won't be able to focus. So plan to do something fun and different between now and August 3rd. Just be careful not to overdo it. Now, next, beginning July 24th, which is Sunday, and peaking on August 3rd, we get another interesting cycle. This one is Mars trine Neptune, and it's one of the best cycles for taking inspired actions. Now, listen to your intuition, and you'll know not only what to do, but how to get it done easily as well. Mars represents our motivations and the actions we take to express them. And you may prefer to focus less on major physical activities and instead focus more on spiritually motivated actions. This is a good time to start a yoga or meditation class or focus on your vision for the future. It's also a good time to see a movie, especially one that relates to a step you need to take. The cycle is in range through August 13th. Now, next Wednesday, July 27th, another cycle comes into range, which is Venus trine Uranus. This is a great cycle for unexpected love and money to show up, or to just have an unusually fun time. Romance can be quite fabulous at this time. But if this happens to you, don't pin a bunch of long-term expectations on this relationship. Just enjoy it and let it unfold. Time will tell if it will stabilize into a longer-term relationship or just provide you some fun and love in the meantime. The cycle peaks late on July 31st and stays in range through August 5th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Look at the last two pages of the guide. These pages provide quick reference codes, so you can quickly reference the top do's and don'ts for any code. These codes also lead you to other reference pages in the guide. So be sure to check out this feature for easy use. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know how the date and time you choose to take important activities or to make important decisions can impact your success? When we come back from this very short break, I'll talk about choosing auspicious times for success. Whether that's for your business or personal activities, it's really important. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, and I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hey. Have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about choosing auspicious times for success. Now, have you ever felt like you were hitting your head against a brick wall? That's what it feels like when you don't know what time it really is, and we keep pushing forward at challenging times. True success is not about struggling to survive. True success is about thriving in the flow with the help of the universe. So I want to talk about the basics of choosing good times for success. Now, first of all, we all have projects to do, whether they're for ourselves or our work. And it doesn't really matter what kind of project it is. We all want them to end successfully. So here's the first tip. Choose a day to start your project on a day with a good final result. Now, what does that mean, and how could you know when we have a good final result? Well, astrologically, we can tell how something will turn out by the last aspect or cycle that the moon makes when it's in any sign. So I'm not talking about the last aspect the moon makes in a day, but the sign that it's in. And if the moon makes a good aspect when it gets to the last aspect of that sign, then you'll have a good final result for your project. And if it makes a challenging last aspect or cycle at its sign, then your final results will not meet your expectations. So sometimes it doesn't meet it by a little, and sometimes by a lot. It just depends on how challenging that last aspect or cycle is. Now, this gets pretty complicated, and I know most of you don't want to learn astrology. So if you have my good timing guide, all you have to do is look at the top line for any day. Is it green? Then you've got a good final result. And if it's yellow, you've got a final result that won't meet your expectations. If it's orange, whatever you're doing will not come together the way you're expecting it to. And if it's red, that means there's a timeout and nothing is going to come of that project. Now, I just used a term that you may not fully understand. We get timeout periods about 3 times each week. They last from a few minutes up to 2 days in length. We all know you cannot score when the ball isn't in play. That's the definition of a sports timeout. During a cosmic timeout, which occurs all over the world at the same time, nothing comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. Or perhaps I should say, nothing positive comes of it. Sometimes a lot of negative things occur as a result. Now, here's an example. Al Gore was nominated for president during a timeout. That was a bizarre election, which ended with the U.S. Supreme Court selecting our president. Even though Al Gore won the popular vote, he did not win the election. That's what being nominated for president during a timeout did for him. Now, here's an important data point about timeouts. The Wall Street Journal once reported on a research project done by a group of astrologers. They looked at the charts of 1,400 randomly selected bankrupt businesses, and they wanted to know if they could identify a common pattern for bankrupt businesses. And what they found astonished even me. It turned out that 100%, yes, 100% of these 1,400 bankrupt businesses had started during a timeout. Talk about nothing coming of it. Wow. No matter how you look at it, your odds of success are not good if you take important actions during a timeout period. So just consider that for a moment. How successful do you think you'll be if you hire someone during a timeout, or make a sales call during a timeout, or sign a contract during a timeout, or start a new project, or mail a mailing during a timeout, or place an ad, or pay for a trade show during a timeout, or how about applying for a job during a timeout, or asking for a first date with someone during a timeout, or having surgery, or buying something important, or taking something to the printers during a timeout? It doesn't matter what the task is. It won't be successful if you initiate it during a timeout. Now, the universe has a different perspective regarding good time management. It thinks we need regular rest and renewal periods in which to regroup and regenerate. So it gives us these timeout periods 3 times per week. However, our culture thinks we need to go, 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 90 miles per hour down the road of life without taking a break. Hey, we all know that one, right? All this does is ensure that we fail at whatever tasks we're doing during timeouts. So just imagine experiencing life the way the universe intended it, with regular rest and relaxation periods and fewer failures. Wouldn't that make more sense? Okay, now that you know about timeouts, how can you know when they occur? You must have some type of astrological calendar to know when they happen. My color-coded good timing guide shows these timeout periods in 2 ways. the top line or the final result code turns red. Plus, above that, there will be a red sideways hourglass with a time beside it that shows when the timeout starts. And then there's a second upright hourglass that shows when it ends. Now, other astrological calendars show these as void of course moons, or sometimes V/C moon for short. So now that you know, you can easily find what the final result of any new project would be. And when those timeouts occur, but you're wondering, how do you know when a project starts? And that is a very good question. In astrology, a project or any new start has a very specific requirement. It doesn't count as a new start or a new project until you do something that has a consequence to it. In other words, there has to be a point of finality or a point of commitment. There must be an action that you take, which essentially means you cannot take it back without a consequence. This is what starts a new project or a new start in astrology. So, of course, when you're just brainstorming your idea with someone, you're not actually starting anything in this sense because you don't have a consequence. So here are some examples of when you can't take something back. Let's suppose you're going to create a new brochure to market yourself or your company. Until you take it to the printers, you can actually change anything you want in that brochure. However, once you place the order with the printers and tell them to print it, you have a consequence. You're going to have to pay for it. So the final result for the day or time you give that brochure to the printers will show how happy you'll be with the print job. Now, let's suppose you want to hire a contractor to do some remodeling on your home. The date you sign and release the contract with the contractor will show how well the remodeling job will turn out. And if you had a custom timing for that date and time, you could even see how well you and the contractor would work together, if he would keep the project within budget and a lot more. Are you getting the idea? Something has to happen in order for a new start to begin. Now, let's talk briefly about the phases of the moon, which are also very important. It's best to start new projects between the new and full moons. So this is because the moon is increasing in light, and likewise, the energy for the project also increases. Now, on the day of the new moon, it's still a dark moon, so it's best to wait a day or two after the new moon to start things. When you can actually see the tiny crescent moon in the sky, then you know for sure that the moon is increasing in light. Now, about 2 weeks later, we get a full moon. Now, all salespeople, listen up. Most important decisions get made within a few days of the full moon, plus or minus 2 to 3 days. That's because the full moon is when everything comes to light. Just as you can see the entire moon, you can also see the complete picture for any task or issue. So, all the facts are in so we can make a decision. For salespeople, this means that it's time to revisit decision makers when the full moon is approaching. Use this time to ensure your product or service is fully understood and you're in the running. Now, once we're in the third quarter moon or last quarter moon phase, it's time to stop and rethink what we liked about the last go-around and what we want to change. It's not a good time to start anything because the structures are not yet in place for a new start to move forward. Of course, there are other timing factors which are too numerous to mention today, and I'll cover more of them in an upcoming show. But in the meantime, start choosing good days and times to take your important actions, and you'll be much more successful. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. You know, it's funny how this works, but the universe is always providing experiences that confirm our beliefs. If we believe we have to work hard in order to get money, or it's somehow hard to get, then money won't come to us easily. On the other hand, if we believe that the universe is always supporting us and that money can come to us easily, it can and does. We're always creating more of whatever we believe, so choose to believe in ease and flow. Now, next Friday, on July 29th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And I know we're going to have vacations coming up in August. So take this opportunity to call in next week because I will have fewer shows in August where you can do that. Okay, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And while you're there, Remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. And remember that next Thursday, I'll be speaking in Seattle, Thursday morning, July 28th, a 7:30 a.m. breakfast to the University Sunrise Rotary at Ivor Salmon House. You're invited. And I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast for 2011. So to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And you can also call us toll-free, excuse me, to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, be sure you stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. She is fantastic. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Deluce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Deluce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Deluce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Deluce, your partner in wellness.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.